Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Football Friday to you. We're having a blast on this Football Friday. Thanks again to B. Scott for jumping in with us. And hey, if you want to have fun on a Football Friday, one, first and foremost, stick with Sports Radio 610. That's a given. But then also, you can do it live and in person at the, and I was about to say Buffalo Wild Wings. That was yesterday. I forgot.
BB's.
Yeah, it's the BB's Tex Orleans in Tomball.
Yep.
Yep. Upwards inflection?
Right. Yep. Right.
Yeah. So go out and see the fellas at the BB's Tex Orleans. And boy, they got some good food.
Nah, BB's is strong.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Very strong.
Yeah.
Like, if I didn't have somewhere to be, I would be at BB's.
I usually go to BB's during crawfish season.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, they got some really good food outside of the crawfish.
Red beans and rice.
Is that your personal recommendation?
Real good.
All right, there you go.
Real
speaking
good
of personal recommendations. Man, y'all sure do. Or y'all sure in on the idea of coming up with a nickname for this team, ain't you?
No, it's good.
Like, there, we still got people trying to give us ideas for the nickname. I'm not gonna lie. Over the last 24 hours or so, actually, we did it once. So over the last 23 hours, Swarmageddon just keeps coming back to me. I kind of like it.
You like Swarmageddon?
I kind of, the Swarmageddon defense.
Like, somebody on Twitter, I wish I could give him credit, but he mentioned something. It was kind of tying to the lovely, Love Ya Blue.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what about Love Ya Swarm?
I don't mind it.
That would be a nice little poke fun.
Yeah.
At the Titans.
Who doesn't like a little pettiness?
Yeah.
pettiness at least can be a good thing.
Maybe an independent shirt company out here could put in Love Ya Swarm.
Love Ya Swarm.
Okay. All right.
With the H-Town Blue.
I'm liking that.
I like that too.
And for some reason, I can just never get off of Slab City. I
like Slab City.
I like the way it sounds. It doesn't have anything to do with Swarm, but
somebody got
Houston
to put it on a shirt.
Yeah,
somebody, some independent company out there, put it on a shirt.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm worried about now is that there's so many different possibilities that there's not going to be one established. You know what?
There will be.
I will go on
absolutely
on record.
Absolutely, there will be.
This is the problem with the downsizing of local media all around the world, because there used to be that the local paper made the final call and we just kind of all got on board.
Yeah. We have the ultimate fan. We got the ultimate fan. Is he flexing? Is he flexing
we speak? Like on the phone?
Yeah.
Right
on
now?
The phone.
All right. Ultimate fan, what's happening, man?
Go for it, ultimate fan. Uh-oh. Everybody knows your face and your muscles.
Yo.
You're on. Oh, well. He's probably lifting weights.
Good try.
There you go.
There we go.
Ultimate
go.
Fan, you with us? All right, there we go.
What's up, brother?
Yo. What you got for us?
Oh, man. So I was sitting there thinking, right? I saw you guys' little scoop the other day on Ninja for the defense and stuff, man. But, you know, I'm all about the swarm. I've just been about the swarm. No, so instead of the SWAT team, you can call it the swarm team. It's all good. But I did come up with something the other day. I saw Will was doing something, how they called him the Terminator, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's this unit in the movie that they came up with. I sent the information in, but they're called, you know, they're legend, but a different IA from the Terminators called Dark Fate. I was like, man, that would be
Dark Fate. Because
your fate's gonna be dark.
Oh, dark.
Yeah, dark fate. Fate.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
I like it.
Well, we appreciate you calling it in, man. Man, we appreciate you.
Absolutely,
doing
man.
That. Yes, sir.
Hey, man. Love you.
Yeah, back at you, big fella. We might. The right answer might be something that doesn't have a lot to do with swarm.
I don't know. It feels like it should.
It feels like it should. But I like stuff like that. Slab City. You know, love you, swarm. Well, that one has swarm, but you know, just something along those lines. Maybe something that we haven't really hit on. And to be fair, I'm glad we're doing this exercise. And feel free to keep them coming in. And we've been getting them on Twitter and all our social media platforms and direct messages. Some of them absolutely stink, which can be a good thing. Which can,
that is bold coming from you.
which can be a good thing, because then you eliminate. You know, all right, we're not going down that road. The gentleman.
Don't do that. all right, let's turn back to this Cards game that's coming up on Sunday, NRG Stadium, where I imagine once we get out into these lots, see the Ultimate Fan amongst others, I imagine there'll be more conversations amongst various tailgates about the name that they're going to go ahead and champion in this race. But is there anything, or what is there to learn from this Cards matchup? Because I think that we feel confident in the Texans' ability to get a victory in this game. Although, as we were just talking about with B. Scott, maybe not on air, we were talking about it in the break. Because remember, was it a couple weeks ago? He did us the great favor of going through the playoff simulator and kind of seeing the games that you could and couldn't win and which ones were the most important, at least in our views. And this is one of those games that you could lose and be okay. Like, obviously, it wouldn't feel good by any means, but it would not sink by any means the aspirations that you have. However, still, it feels like you should win this game just based off of paper. And I would venture the statement, maybe it's too lofty, but I don't think so, that you will win this football game, right? But are there things to learn in this? Because any game is still an opportunity. You get on the field, and I imagine anybody in that building or anybody that's played football tells you, you get on the field, and it's still business. There's still opportunities. And so what is there maybe that can be learned about this team, even if you're not doing the will they win, will they lose?
Yeah, look, you know, you mentioned it. What is there to learn outside of just like what we've been talking about earlier today and with B. Scott as he just joined us, outside of just like, hey, let's put a lot of points on the board. More specifically, I think, you know, some of the things that you can learn really have a lot to do with your skill position players. Like we've kind of danced around Higgins, you know, coming around.
Yeah.
You know, Dalton Schultz. And as we were talking about this earlier, I was sitting here thinking, if you had to say who's the best, outside of quarterback, of course, who's the best skill position player on the offense this year? I think that's a hard question to answer. Who's having the best year? Because we know the expectations for Nico are high.
Oh, okay. It's like relative to expectations. Yeah, yeah. Like, we really going to make this difficult?
No, relative to what we expect, because he's not hitting those expectations. He's not bad.
And I think that's mostly because of the rough start of the season.
Yeah.
More than anything.
So who's like, given your expectations is of the skill position players, I think that's what we can learn. And I'm looking at you, Dalton Schultz. I really feel like we are not giving Dalton Schultz enough, even though we've given him a lot of credit. Like, he has come in some big moments. And if he just becomes, in this offense in particular, you know, like, when in doubt, Dalton, you know, if he can become that guy, I think we can learn something from that maybe can spin forward into the postseason.
That's interesting, because Dalton has kind of, for lack of a better term, well, I was going to say kind of faded, but not necessarily. It's been up and down. His last five games, this is his reception, or rather his yardage total. 7 receptions, 53 yards, 6 receptions, 51 yards, a single reception for 8 yards versus the Bills, 7 receptions, 55 yards versus the Colts, and 3 receptions for 22 yards. All of these right around 7 or 8 yards a catch. And so I think I feel pretty confident in actually what he is. I don't know that I need to learn more, but am I missing something?
No, I'm saying we're learning that he is actually the weapon that you can use in this offense. I mean, he's had games of 7 receptions, 9 receptions, earlier in the year. He's been somewhat clutch on third down. Obviously,
actually, that's later in the year. Earlier in the year is somewhere about 5 or 6 every
right,
time.
Right.
He's had some instances later on with.
I say earlier from now, like in October. Sure. October. You know, he had 9, and then in early November he had 7. I think Dalton Schultz. You might be able to learn. I mean, is he going to be your sort of escape hatch? You know.
I actually don't know if I want him to be the escape hatch.
Well, in this offense, it's almost a good thing if he is.
No, I yeah. hear you, but because I think that he has served that role really well. Remember, we've talked about how for a good chunk of time, and as evidenced by the numbers that we were just citing, he does a great job of just sitting down in the zone and showing the quarterback his numbers, and here is 7 yards right here, just boop, popping right over the middle.
Yeah.
I kind of want some of that, and maybe this is just the joy of finding something new. You know how I'm still very much kid-like.
Well, that's the hope. Higgins is where we're probably leaning.
That's exactly where I'm going. Yeah. It's like I want that to be – that's one of the things that I want to learn is there continued development, or is this just – is there like going to be more towards the idea of out of structure or even sometimes in structure, Jaden Higgins being a dependable guy to go to, whether it's for a slant or in breaker – where he can use his body to shield a defender. You know how much I love that talent, especially for a 6'4 guy, and get the ball to him there because that mirrors Nico nicely. But then also the idea of if you do get to a place where something you talked about earlier this week, CJ does so incredibly well making plays out of structure. In fact, Nick Haley even talked about that yesterday in his availability. CJ's ability to do incredible things out off script and out of structure. You need to have a partner to tango with. Nico Collins is going to be oftentimes really guarded. Even in that play, the 53-yard play where he comes back, there's 2 defenders on him. He just managed to get back, get the ball, and now he's off to the races with a Cade Stover block. I think that that allows you, if you have Nico there, but then you also have Higgins falling in there, I think that that allows you to get some more of those explosives that it feels like they're not gaming for in the structure of the offense.
I think that's possible, and I think it would be found money, really, at this point, even though he has shown development. But I'll go back to what we've talked about. We are in week 15. You know, how much of a leap, you know, is really Higgins going to make at this point, given what the constriction of the offense? For me, someone like Dalton Schultz, dude, he might be pushing 80 catches this year, if not more, depending on the type of game that he has. But you know, there's 4 games left. He's got 62.
Yeah, he's already got 62.
So I think that might be.
So you're putting him at 5 game for the rest? That feels very reasonable.
I said pushing 80. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. That's reasonable. Yeah, 5 receptions a game is not entirely outside of the purview of what he has done to this point.
I think he could be, as I put it, kind of your escape hatch. You know what they like to do is run the ball. You know they like to get the ball to Nico. There are the off-script plays, but then there's also those where we need a catch now. I think Dalton might. We're learning. I say learn. I think we're learning that he's having a really good year and couldn't be that guy. But I don't mind your Higgins, because I think if he can make that leap, then you're really onto something. You know, with the passing game.
I think another thing that is stood to be learned within this game. Someone texted in this, and I don't entirely disagree. Killer instinct, right? The notion of killer instinct, because even
on throat.
That is one of those things that I think you can get a feel for in this game. Mm-hmm. And it sounds very cliche, because it is kind of cliche, and I'll lean into that. But you can look at some of the games where even they got it done, and this we were talking about it this week. This game versus the Chiefs felt like one of the first times where it's like, oh, yeah, they're putting this one down.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is something that I need to see you build upon. Well, need is probably heavy, but I think I would appreciate seeing them build upon is that notion of it doesn't feel like, all right, we kind of got it done. It feels like, oh, man, they absolutely dogged that opposing team. And I think that they have a great opportunity for that.
Anything to learn in the run game? Because I don't know what the heck to – by the way, we haven't mentioned the injury report. Of all the things we've seen in the injury report the last couple of days, Nick Chubb is the only one that we're really thinking is not going to play, right?
That feels right. It feels like we've gotten to the point in the season where there's a lot of vet days.
Yeah.
And D'Amico has mentioned this. I think it might have been on a coach's show, maybe not this week, the last week, talking about the concept of at this point in the season, in order to preserve bodies,
yeah,
being less physical in practice and more mental, like more mental type reps. And that's kind of what I have attributed some of these, especially like the Danico Autrys of the world, that you go, consummate professional. They know what their role is. They execute their role really well.
Yeah.
Maybe just don't beat up on their body during the week. I imagine that a lot of that. But the Nick Chubb, that one is one where you go, hey, he's dealing with ribs. I know that that's one of those injuries that I go, I wouldn't want to deal with. But then I also go, you know, that the depth proposition there is interesting, because I also don't want it to be Woody Marks 26 carries consistently. Not that, not because he can't do good things with it, but I would like to lessen the wear that he takes.
Is this, I'm going to ask you guys both this, because I wondered this and then I said, what are you doing? That's just pie in the sky, you know, bull crap. Could we see a little Cody Schrader, you know, maybe make a little hay?
I don't. And I feel bad because I should.
Because he is a ball carrier. He's not a blocker or a receiver like Agumba Wale. You know, he made his hay at Missouri carrying, you know, making yards, you know.
Let me see if I can pull up the transcript, because I should have gotten the audio of it. But
he was a really good ball carrier in Missouri. Is that too pie in the sky? Am I just...
I think it is a little bit, just off the strength of what they feel about Dare here. And I think Dare getting that little touchdown and salute to the blockers and all that stuff, I think they probably going to roll with Dare as the number two right now, unless it's just, you know, not working out at all.
Yeah, I'm with you. This was Nick Haley's words. Obviously, I don't have the audio. Apologies on that. On bringing in running back Cody Schrader, he said, Cody, I got a chance to be with him a little bit in L.A., obviously, with the Rams. He's hardworking, smart, tough kid, great teammate. We'll give him an opportunity to go out there and compete and just bring him along and see where it goes.
Yeah.
He works really hard. He's got a good character, loves football, those things. We'll just take it day by day with him, really. Close quote. That sounds a lot like,
sure,
he's here, we'll see what it is. That doesn't sound as intentional as, we're going to put him in the game and give him an opportunity to tote the rock.
That's why, I mean, I was doubting my own thought, but I kept remembering him as last year at Missouri. I mean, he ran for 1,600 yards. He was he was a ball carrier.
I think this one is about trust.
Yeah.
I think, let's say he do get out there and make a good run, then I think he got to build that trust. Because
they don't trust him like they do a Gumbo.
Oh, no. They trust Dare way too much. He got to go out there and, you know, hate to put all this pressure on him, but he got to go out there and play to the point you can't take them off the field type deal.
And that's a huge word with this team. This team runs on trust. The America might run on Duncan, but the Texans run on trust. When in order to get out there on the field, they got to trust. Even Woody Marks.
Woody Marks had to earn that trust. Oh,
yeah. We were out here like, hey, man.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good.
There's a lot of Nick Chubb happening. Let's balance this out.
He had to earn that trust.
He sure did. And so, I imagine that he doesn't lose that trust. Not that he would so quickly. Appreciate you guys getting involved. There's a lot more things that you guys are texting, and I will try and respond or maybe bring some of those up, because we still got plenty of show going on here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But coming up next, you know what part of the show it is. It's time for our lunchtime confessions, and we will do that next on Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A little bit of news here before we get into the confessions. J.J. Watt just tweeted less than 15 minutes ago. Yesterday, T.J. had successful surgery. T.J. Watt, his brother.
Surgery?
Yesterday, T.J. had successful surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung.
Wait a minute.
Yes. Suffered Wednesday after a dry needling treatment session at the facility. That's what I thought. That's what I thought it might be the whole time.
You did say
it had all the marks.
I wouldn't trust anybody ever again.
You're gonna put a needle between my ribs, huh? But you better do it right.
The rough part about it is, in the profession like that, where you are trading on your body, you have to trust professionals. You have to trust people.
Y'all tell me what to do.
You have to trust.
Hey,
professionals.
I don't trust none of y'all. Now,
you
man.
Have to trust professionals.
Somebody gonna come back with, oh, here's a needle. I ain't gonna put it in your lung this time.
Yeah. No, I
do this all the time.
I would have PTSD.
It is one of those things that we don't give enough credit to athletes about. Mm-hmm. Is the idea that they are constantly trusting the most precious, you know, thing that they have, their actual corporeal form. Yes, I was being a jerk by using the heavy, you know, the big way of saying it, but trusting their body and entrusting it to all these people because recovery is necessary with the schedule that they are on. They need to trust that these people are going to have their bodies in the best case.
Yeah.
And things like this happen. The downsides are possibilities.
No, you're 100% right. If you're in that environment, you're making that money. You know, you have to trust the professionals that are there.
Some of that stuff screwed up people's careers, though, man.
It just sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks when they do it wrong.
I was talking, remember Garyon Conley?
Mm-hmm.
He's actually from Canton, Ohio. I got a chance to talk to him a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd been dealing with an injury, and he mentioned how he listened to a team official, I think back when he played with the Raiders, to get surgery. And that kind of messed up his career a little bit. And he's kind of had trust issues when it comes to, and you know, me, we all think, hey, trust the team doctor.
Yeah,
like they get paid a lot of money.
Yeah,
but he was kind of like, man, nah, it ain't that pretty like that.
Yeah. And this is why I mean, you say trust the team doctor. There's an inherent skepticism when you look at the incentive structure that is there, because the team doctor worked for the team.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
Yeah,
the team's objective. In a cold and crass lens of looking at it, is to get you back on the field, which is not always inherently in line with the player's best interest, which is why trust matters a good amount in these circumstances, and you really need to have that trust between. And even then, when you have the trust, you can have instances like people messing up. Sometimes people mess up. And so this is why it's super imperative where, you know, like something like the NFL report card, and maybe not the report card itself, but that feeling of, we want to be able to tell you, we don't feel comfortable. And I think this is why it's important for the teams to be responsive, because that trust factor also matters in all of this.
Surgery, partially collapsed lung, needling treatment.
281.
That is wild.
Astros team docs have entered the chat. Yeah, this is why it was also very important for the, for them this offseason to go, we need to take a look at this because this is bad.
And sometimes that's why I don't really give a lot of pushback when you have players saying, hey, I want to get a second opinion or a third opinion. Because sometimes it's hard to trust that.
Yeah. So we spend a lot of time sort of pointing and laughing at team social media accounts that just stumble all over themselves, get fired oftentimes with something insensitive, tone deaf, make mistakes. A lot of team social media accounts, shout out to the Dallas Mavericks and others, are just awful. Just awful.
Is that a reference to that time like a decade and a half ago?
But done right, social media teams can be one of the biggest assets to an organization and a person.
Strong agree.
That there possibly could be out there. And that person in this case, I watched it probably 15, 20 times. Cal McNair, the left hanging video, if you haven't seen it, just search his name because Adam Schefter is tweeting about it, retweeting it. I mean,
and this is in Kansas City, right? After the game, CJ's walking off the field, I believe, into the tunnel. He's high-fiving some folks, and Cal is at the end.
Yeah. Looking and just kind
in
of
a trench coat looking like Inspector Gadget but he has his hand up waiting for CJ. And CJ walked past him, and people were making fun of Cal.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it is Cal's idea specifically.
I've heard that. We'll find out. But
to make this into a video of content. And they did a great job.
It was perfect.
I'm sure the way that they wrote it out. Mm-hmm. The people acting in it, like staffers. Mm-hmm. I know that Christian Kirk and Jaden Higgins was in it. They had a good role in it. Mm-hmm. Everybody played their part to a T. Yeah. And it was such a cool thing to see. Also, Cal, like seeing the development that he's had from somebody that maybe was a little bit uncomfortable in the media to being able to make fun of himself on this national stage.
Yes.
I think that was really cool.
And the last thing here, because I know we got other confessions, it always goes back to what I say. Just own it. It was an awkward, funny people saying, oh, no, or maybe even mocking you or whatever. And he's like, let's go. He said, let's go. Let's lean into this and have some fun with it. It was shout out to the Texas social media team. Perfect.
Yeah. I don't know that you could have done it any better. Shout out to the Texas social media team. And, of course, our guy Cal. Mm-hmm. I will also talk about the Texans and, of course, being the nerd. I'm talking about the coordinators talking. Matt Burke, he's a delight to listen to. Maybe I'm gushing too much about him of late, but I think he deserves it. And maybe that actually is why I felt the way that I did. When I don't even remember who, and I apologize, asked Matt Burke about the defense and kind of couched it in a way that I think we all would. You know, it's not like you guys, you know, the defense is pretty simple or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Matt Burke kind of scoffed at that. Like he kind of was taken aback almost. And you might say that because he's a little playful, maybe he's being playful.
No.
It felt like he kind of felt it was a little disrespectful. And it made me stop and go, have we been being disrespectful about this Texans defense? I legitimately felt bad in that moment. I was like, oh.
Yeah,
have we been being mean, talking about how they just line it up and run, right? Like, are we not giving them enough credit for the scheming that they do from the coaching side of this?
I think based on his response, I think you're onto something.
I legitimately felt bad in that moment. I was like, oh, he probably be hearing us like, damn, they don't think I do nothing around here. They think I just be telling Will to go get the quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So last night, I'm sure you get everybody in here was watching Thursday Night Football. I'm sure everybody in here was watching the Rockets game and all that stuff. I was actually watching something else, something totally different. I didn't even know this was on.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like Reggie was trying to guess.
No, I'm just trying to figure out. I have no idea.
Okay, so the Game Awards was on.
Is that the E33 or whatever?
Yeah. Huh?
E33 or something like that?
No, it's literally just called the Game Awards.
Okay. Yeah. I saw someone talking about something else.
TGA, as they call it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is pretty much an award show for the best games, the best storylines, and all this stuff. It was kind of a big event. It looked like it looked like the Oscars for video games. And I just tapped and it to kind of see, and it was premiering different.
And you were hooked.
I was hooked to it.
All in.
I got so hooked to the point I said, screw Thursday Night Football.
Wow.
I said the Rockets. I'm like, I check in on my phone, but mm-hmm. I was sitting there watching it to the point, and I don't know if y'all ever watched shows like, because I've never seen it before,
mm-hmm.
but I was watching it to the point where whenever they bring out an actress or actor to, read something.
Right.
I had no idea who they were, and I was like, I looked over to my wife. I'm like, you think they're British or American?
Oh, that's a good game. That's a good little bit you got.
Yeah, somebody's walking. I'm like, she's dressed. She's probably British.
And then you wait for
girl
to
came up. What's up, California?
I was like, damn it, I lost that bet.
And then there was another one where they did like a rapid fire awards. I guess kind of like a multiple choice type deal where mm-hmm. they said this game is the best game 2025, and mm-hmm. they list all the games. I was trying to pick the ones I thought won. I went 0-for. 0-for, man.
I always do that. We all do, but any of these award shows, I'm
because
like,
I had no dog in the fight.
No idea.
You
never
games.
Seen it, never played it. I'm like, I'll bet you that wins.
Everything can become sports if you really try hard enough. By the way, I also feel like an old, because E33 is the name of the game that won Game of the Year at the Game Awards. So I called it the E33 Awards like a dummy. But no, that's honestly one of the things that we miss, at least I miss about like everybody being like a cable mm-hmm. in a cable space, is just stumbling onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, just like, oh, I'm watching this thing that I never would have watched just because I stumbled into it.
What made me catch it was I saw somebody, I think somebody tweeted out the trailer for a new video game. And I'm like, oh, and it said it premiered at the Game Awards.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is that going on right
Awards.
Now? Yeah. So I think it was IGN that was streaming the whole Game Awards on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, screw these games. I'm about to watch this. Let me see what's going on. I watched a lot of it too.
Sounds like you enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Man. And to be fair, I enjoyed it through your lens of enjoyment. That sounded really fun.
Some of them games look good too.
Yeah. I wish you would have texted. I'd have jumped in there too. Actually, that's a lie. I had two TVs going.
Yeah, you ain't about to watch no games.
I was doing a lot. All right, there you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions here in the loop on Sports Radio 610 from the 832. Those big name gamers are making like $10 million per.
Yeah, they are.
Man,
yeah,
they look like it too. They get up on that stage, different accents and all that stuff. They're just like, yeah, you know, shout out to my whole team that helped me make this game.
Oh, they got teams.
Yeah, yeah, the whole squad in that audience. Yeah. I'm like, dang, man, how you come up with this game?
I also feel like it's worth noting. You know, there's people making big money in a lot of different industries at the very, very tippy top.
Yeah.
If you feel like you can get there, cool. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just gonna be in it.
Yeah.
You're just gonna be in it. But we appreciate you being in here with us here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, it's typically where we do our college football headline of the weekend. Regular season's over. That ain't gonna stop us.
No way.
What's the big headline for the college football weekend? Is bowl games starting, so on and so forth? Find out what John Lopez has for you next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Football Friday. And if you want to continue the Football Friday fun, which I'm sure you do, it will continue at 2 p.m. with the Fellas of the Drive out at the BB's Tex Orleans in Tomball. Go say what's up to the fellas, get you some great food, put your name in the raffle in order to, or I don't know if it's a name situation, but get yourself a raffle ticket in order to win the prizes that they have. I think we still got tickets, man. I think there's still tickets to be won if you go out and hang out with the Fellas of the Drive. Plus, the ultimate prize, you get to hang out with the Fellas of the Drive. You get to say what's up to Ron and Clint, dap them up, things of that nature. I think, are we still have glasses that we're giving out? Because all year long,
that I don't know.
The Football Friday has had the commemorative glasses of all the various different shows. So I can't even remember which show it would be on, but get the show glass and do what I usually try and get them to do. Get people to sign them. You know what I mean? That's always fun. But again, BB's Tex Orleans out in Tomball. Go hang out with the fellas. All right. We typically in this segment all fall long have done our college football preview presented by Wrangler. And in this instance, we go, there's no regular season left. There's no college football when it comes to conference championship games.
Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast. I love that. That's very nice. All right, so let's get the college football headline of the weekend, courtesy of John Lopez.
And that is, the headline this week is, Dogs and Cats Sleeping Together Saturday.
What? You have had a lot of sleeping together on your mind recently. Is everything okay at home?
Dogs and cats sleeping together Saturday because it is complete chaos that's happening in college football
right now.
A complete and utter chaos. First of all, we have, and by the way, there is news, I guess, breaking.
What, with Michigan?
Right now, we've had that nefarious affair ended with a firing. Obviously, all the CD details. Adult. It has all the keywords of like a good 30 for 30 or a made for TV drama. It has adultery. It has cover up.
Yep.
It has potential assault. Now, as some of the news alleged assault, according to the charges today, it has self harm. It has deception. It has institutional chaos. All the ingredients are there.
Show them at arraignment.
By the way, institutional chaos is something that I actually want to lean into further at some point because Michigan's feeling a little Baylor-y right now. Not exactly in the same way because, I mean, Baylor had a campus-wide issue when it came to the administration and their overlooking of sexual assault.
Yeah.
And you're not going to tell me different, and you can fight me if you really want to on that, and I will not back down on it.
Yeah.
Michigan's is not quite to that degree, but there's a lot of issues that institutionally that they should have easily been able to clean
100%.
Up that have festered and been issues. Whether it's Weiss up there, obviously Sharon Moore, you can go to Jim Harbaugh, even just in the athletic department, there have been some real issues that are happening there that you have to call into question what that institution is doing.
It is absolutely true what you just said, because it goes back to the very important question that you have to ask institutional entities like the University of Michigan. You can go back to Watergate. What did you know and when did you know it? And I think they knew a lot and they knew it before, you know, and so that's why it's going to be crucial for them.
Did you even see when it comes to just the Sherrone Moore of this all, mm-hmm. that Ward Manuel reportedly knew that Sherrone Moore mm-hmm. had some mental health issues that the he was AD, dealing with in way. That moment? Yeah, yeah, Ward Manuel, the AD. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. And that he decided rather than going in with HR or any mm-hmm. level of backup, he just went and fired him by his lonesome, which I don't know what the protocol is, and I don't purport to know what the mm-hmm. protocol is. That feels like that is a protocol.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Absolutely. So there's that in terms of dogs and cats sleeping together Saturday. There are, and let's get this out of the way right now because we love this game. Actually not going this year for the first time in a while, but that's not our fault.
Whose fault is it then?
Army-Navy. I'll find someone. Army-Navy this weekend, as well as, maybe you didn't know this, a bowl game. We have a bowl game.
The Celebration Bowl is tomorrow.
Boise State, Washington. Pretty good game.
Oh, that's not the bowl game that I was
thinking
of.
Boise State, Washington.
So you didn't want to shout out Prairie View, huh?
Is that tomorrow? I wasn't sure.
That is tomorrow.
Okay, Celebration Bowl. Too. I'm a big Prairie View fan. We've been talking about them a couple times this week. I'm quite proud of them. I have a really good friend that went there and another longtime friend of the family that played there. So I'm really happy for Prairie View. Actually, Gerard Johnson's brother.
Oh, nice.
Marquise was a star at Prairie View A&M, and he's a strength and conditioning coach with Minnesota now. I'm remiss not to mention Prairie View. Big fan. And
you didn't want to call the Boise State Washington game what it's actually called, which is
what is it?
Bucked Up LA Bowl.
Oh yeah,
at SoFi Stadium.
The Bucked Up Bowl.
I knew you would enjoy that.
And Heisman.
Heisman tomorrow?
Is tomorrow as well. That. 7 p.m. tomorrow night is that.
So are we locking in our thoughts here? Like it's going to Mendoza. Be Fernando, right?
Yeah, it's Mendoza. Shout out to the Hispanic community. And certainly.
You claiming him, huh?
Of course I am.
You were talking about him like you weren't claiming him.
Claiming Pavia, too. How about that? My people might go 1-2. My people might go 1-2 in the Heisman.
Had that ever happened in history?
I haven't done football. The research, but no.
He's like, I don't have to look at it. It's fine.
How about that? Shout out to my people. Take that. Other stuff happening. Now, I didn't mention conspiracy with the Michigan thing. I think there's probably a sprinkle of conspiracy.
In what way? Well, am I missing something here?
The cover up and don't plan this, don't say this and that. But I think there's definite conspiracy here. Shout out to Notre Dame and its pathetic, embarrassing media tour by Athletic Director Pete Bavacqua. Because we have the audio here. Let's play. And by the way, I get, Notre Dame fans looking at you, Sean, saying, what did you want him to do? Well, I would have been really, really upset, too. In fact, when the Aggies were not invited, I believe it was the year before last, I was really, really upset. You don't go on a car wash national media tour saying silly things. You make it clear we're not happy, as you're sure. But this is what Big 12 AD Brett Yormark said.
I will say this, and I'm a little outspoken about it. I don't like how Notre Dame's reacted to it.
So,
okay, I think Pete's his behavior has been egregious. It's been egregious going after Jim Phillips when they saved Notre Dame during COVID. We all knew, and it was very transparent. Hunter was very transparent about it. The chair that as Notre Dame and Miami got closer together, head to head would be a factor. Okay, BYU lost. They became closer together, head-to-head, and made a difference in that decision. So I think he is totally out of bounds in his approach, and if he was in the room, I'd tell him the same thing.
Good for Brett Yormark. It was – I get you're gonna be ticked off. You should be. You're going to say something. But this was just too much.
Yeah, but I think that this is in some ways – not to absolve mm-hmm. Notre Dame from clearly being petulant. I think we can be honest about that. I think that this is the nature of college football, one, which is grandstanding and the politicking is a lot about not just today, but tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's some of what's happening here as well, even though they do have that MOU in place that if they're top 12, they will make it in mm-hmm. By hook or by crook. But I also think that this is also the current era of our world is that mm-hmm. making things bigger and bigger is part of it as well. So when you're complaining, it's not just good enough to tell a reporter or anything. You do the whole car wash. You make mm-hmm. yourself big as if you are facing off against a bear, right? Yeah. And I think that that's what's happening here. I will say, though, I think that the big issue, and you know, this is like a pet peeve of mine, mm-hmm. so I am kind of taking the opportunity to go back to a thing I like talking about. The reason why this has become a big thing is not because the committee is ultimately wrong about the head-to-head decision there.
Mm-hmm.
It's because the previous weeks they had made sure. terrible decisions.
Sure.
And that's inherently because every week we should not be ranking this.
No, you're right.
We should not be coming back, because the problem is also that the committee did not have consistent logic all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But we shouldn't know whether or not they have consistent logic, because they should do it once.
Yeah.
Like, you should take the entire resume and rank it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It should not be a week by week television show.
Good luck with that.
I know. I am fighting a quixotic mission to civilize. Yeah. I recognize that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to win. The money is there for the TV show, and I benefit off of it. I'm hypocritical. I'm talking about the show every damn week after saying that I don't think it should be there.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter is, it shouldn't be there, because that's the reason why Notre Dame's mad right now.
Absolutely. Now, I did mention conspiracy, and you're probably asking yourself, where's the conspiracy? Well, the conspiracy with the Notre Dame thing is this, and I could absolutely see this happening. Apparently, Notre Dame is getting frozen out. Reportedly.
Well, this is what happens when you make a stink of things.
Big schools, for those who don't know, real quick.
Yeah.
Big schools are not going to schedule them anymore, you know, based on their behavior and other things.
Yeah. And to be fair, I understand that. Yeah. Damn it. I understand that Notre Dame also isn't a place where, when you're independent, that becomes difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't wish to be peer pressured into a conference, namely the ACC right now. They want to be able to do this thing historically that they've been able to do. And to be fair, is also pretty lucrative for them. They have a separate TV deal with NBC that is not collectively bargained within the nature.
Yeah, but if you've been playing a bunch of Boise States, and, you know, no more Michigans, no more, you know.
Right. This is the compromise that has to be made, and it's a delicate balance that they've had to strike for a long time, and they've managed to do it. But you put your head up above the line of the bunker, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And now everybody's looking at you like, I know you ain't talking. Yeah. I know you that are deciding to be out here on your own, but once all the benefits of a conference are not now making a stink, we are not forced to schedule games with you.
Yeah.
And this is what happens. When you make a stink, there's a possibility that there's blowback. This is blowback.
I'm really curious how much of a follow through there will be with all this. A couple of other things here on a chaotic, crazy weekend in college football. The coaching cycle is about to get really, really interesting.
Yeah.
And Kalen DeBoer holds the key to everything. If Kalen DeBoer, and I'm not saying he is, certainly not saying he isn't, because he's the odds-on favorite to get that Michigan job. If Kalen DeBoer gets the Michigan job, wants the Michigan job, it's going to be complete chaos in terms of not just Lane Kiffin possibly taking Alabama, but just everywhere. Because if it's not Kalen DeBoer, think about this from the Michigan perspective. The other reported candidates outside of Alabama's coach, who played in the national championship game in Washington and is pretty well regarded and not quite the fit that they wanted at Alabama, it seems like. Do you know who the other leading candidates are?
Odds-wise,
I actually don't.
I've seen a whole bunch of names bandied about, but I don't know how the odds stack up.
Your choices are to try to go get, you know, the Alabama coach, Kalen DeBoer, or Manny Diaz, Jeff Brohm.
Don't love those.
Lance Leipold.
Leipold.
And
he doesn't feel like he's big enough for
that
moment.
And Brian Kelly. Dude.
Brian Kelly's a good coach. The problem is, don't nobody like him.
Yes.
And at a place like Michigan, that is not the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can tell you flat out, there is too much politicking and being the face of an organization at a larger scale, you don't want Brian Kelly there.
No.
With all due respect to him.
Like, what's Michigan going to do? Like, we got to try to go get Kalen DeBoer. That's our only option.
That's the biggest option.
Yeah.
There's some good coaches in there, because I don't want to disparage.
Sure.
I like Lance Leipold. I think he's done a damn good job there at Kansas. Who are the other names that you were mentioning again? I'm sorry.
Manny Diaz.
Well, Manny Diaz, he has his ups and downs. He just won the ACC. Shout out to Duke.
Jeff Brohm, good job at Louisville. Okay, but Jeff Brohm?
Is Brohm currently at, is he still at Louisville right now?
I thought he was.
He went from Purdue to Louisville. That's right.
What are you going to do? You're Michigan. I'm sure it's breaking your heart, Figgy.
I just hope they don't try to get Cinetti or something. It won't be nothing crazy go.
Well, that would be a huge buyout. And that might be the route they have to go, or, you know, any of those.
I don't
guys.
Think they're going to go that route.
One more quick thing here, because it is absolutely worth mentioning. It's been a big college football story. SEC released its full schedule for next season yesterday. LSU at Ole Miss.
September 19th. I remembered it. It's going to be a deal.
It's going to be a deal. Texas does not get Alabama or Georgia next year, so good for them. But three of their four final games are on the road, but they don't get Alabama, Georgia. A&M, on the other hand, woo, baby. They go to LSU, to Alabama, to Oklahoma, and a non-conference game against Arizona State.
Is that good?
It can be.
That's an easy schedule for y'all, man.
Light work.
That's light work for y'all.
Light work.
Y'all got this.
Of course we do.
Steamroll.
It didn't fit within the chaotic headline that you had for this college football weekend, which is, of course, presented by Wrangler. Did you see that UNC fired both the OC and the DC?
Yeah.
Going great there, Bill. Doing a great job out there, buddy.
Was it Bill or Jordan?
All right. It was clearly Bill.
Would you be surprised?
It was clearly Bill so that Jordan can be the offensive coordinator.
There we go. This.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I'm silly, I know. All right, coming up next, let's do the damn thing. All right, the Texans-Cardinals game. Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the factors that will determine not just who wins the game, but how the game plays out? Let's do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.